President Bush is in Beijing, the final stop on his Asian tour. Following talks with China's President Jiang Zemin, the two met with reporters and acknowledged significant differences on several issues, but they promised to work together to combat international terrorism and to expand the level of cooperation between the United States and China in the fields of science, trade, and medicine. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Beijing.
This presidential visit comes on the 30th anniversary of former President Richard Nixon's historic first trip to China. That visit restored diplomatic contact between the two nations. This one is designed to highlight how that relationship has evolved to the benefit of both the U.S. and China. President Bush, standing next to Zheng in Beijing's Great Hall of the People, noted the dramatic changes that China has undergone since Nixon's visit, saying that equally dramatic changes lie ahead.
These will have a profound impact not only on China itself, but on the entire family of nations. And the United States will be a steady partner in China's historic transition toward greater prosperity and greater freedom.
It had been hoped prior to this meeting that there'd be an agreement by which the Chinese would promise not to sell missile and other weapons technology to nations that include Iran and Pakistan. Stopping the proliferation of such weapons is a key element of the Bush administration's war on terrorism, but no such announcement came. Talks on that topic can now be expected to continue between the U.S. and China. President Zheng also declined to publicly support the White House position that Saddam Hussein needs to be removed from power in Iraq. He would only say that peaceful solutions should be found. The Chinese president, referring to differences of opinion the U.S. and China have, stressed that they can be put aside as work moves forward on very important common interests. He speaks here through an interpreter.
The old mindset, which views relationship between countries as either of alliance or confrontation, ought to be abandoned. And a new security concept, which features security through mutual trust and cooperation through mutual benefit, should be established.
President Bush also says he urged China to allow people to freely practice religion. At the press conference, Zheng was twice asked by American reporters about Catholic bishops, priests, and other religious leaders who've been arrested and detained. And twice, Zheng simply ignored the question. Then, unexpectedly, right at the end of the 30-minute session, he said he would try to answer those questions. Zheng stated that while he is not religious, Chinese law does allow for freedom of religious belief.
Whatever religion people believe in, they have to abide by the law. So some of the lawbreakers have been detained because of their violation of law, not because of their religious belief. Although I'm the president of this country, I have no right interfering in the judicial affairs because of judicial independence.
President Zheng did not, however, say what laws they violated. President Bush's visit to Beijing continues today. Still ahead are the traditional visit to the Great Wall and a meeting with Chinese university students. Additionally, President Zheng told reporters that he has accepted an invitation from Mr. Bush to visit the United States this coming October. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the president in Beijing.